the material world poses varieties of miseries, but still it is said, Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Padam Ajahi Yaman. It is said, don't become morose by becoming repeatedly defeated by the material world. He says here, staying under the shelter of the lotus feet of Guru and Vaishnavas, always be jolly, and stay in the Vrindavan consciousness, he says. Now, even while staying in the company of Hari, Guru and Vaishnavas, one cannot be jolly unless one cleanses the mind. Because cleansing the mind makes the mind free from all miseries. Cheto darpana marjanam bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. So when the cheta is then marjan, then it leads to bhava maha davagni nirvapanam. So the davagni are the miseries of material existence which manifest as tapatraya. The threefold miseries, they all will vanish if one's mind is cleansed completely. Now, what is the primary thing to be done to cleanse the mind? The chanting of the holy name. But the chanting of the holy name also will not be effective unless one is careful not to allow the heart to become hard. The heart becomes hard by material attachment and offenses. That is why Parikshit Maharaj, there is a beautiful verse which says, Atmajaya sutagara pashu dravina bandushu rajye cha avikale nityam virudham mamatam jahau. So the mamatam means the material attachment which manifests as eight things which are mentioned in this verse. Attachment to one's own material body and one's wife, one's children, one's kingdom, and one's treasury, and one's servants and dependents and animals, and like elephants and horses and everything. So in this way, whatever attachment a king can have, Parikshit Maharaj, it is a jahau, means he gave up. Virudam mamatam jahau, very strong things that cling on to one's heart. Actually, in this world, nobody is free from this. It's not only a king. You take a householder man, he has his wife, he has his children, he has his wife, and he has his job, he has his laptop, he has his suitcase, he has his car. So the car is equivalent to rat, modern times. Similarly, you take a brahmachari, you have a department, you have resources, you have services. So we all will see that mental attachment is to identify oneself more with things of the world than in relation with Krishna. So he gave up. So this is material attachment. Secondly, in order to give up the offences, Parikshit Maharaj said, Punascha bhuyat bhagavatyanante ratim prasangascha tadashrayeshu mahatsuyam yam upayam srishtim sarvatra maitriyastu namo dvijebhyah. He said, Punascha bhuyat, in case, my dear Lord, I had to be born again in this world. Bhagavati Anante. Let my heart have ever-flowing love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Bhagavati Anante. Ratim. Let the Rati awaken in my heart for the Bhagavati Anante. And then, secondly, he said, Ratim Prasangascha Tadashrayeshu. Let me also develop association. Tad ashrayeshu. Let me hear about the glorification of the Supreme Lord in the company of devotees. So let me get association of devotees, he says. And then thirdly, he says, sarvatra maitri astu. Third, he says, mahatsu means this mahatattva or the material world. Mahatsu yam yam upayame srishtim. If you have to again and again be born in this world several times, I don't mind, provided I have these three things, he says. I have love for the Supreme Lord and the association of devotees. Thirdly, he says, Maitri astu sarvatra namo dvijabhyah. let me have friendship with all living entities. Why he said this? Because he put a snake around the neck of Samikrishi, dead snake, by which some enmity was created. So he said, Sarvatra Maitri Astu, he said. Let there be friendliness with all living beings, he said. And specifically he said, Namo Dvijebhyaha. So one Dvija gave him a sharp, which is the Shringi. So, but he said, but again he went to the shelter of the bank of the Ganges, taking shelter of the same Dvijas. As a Kshatriya class, he did not develop hatred for the Dvijas. Rather, he took shelter of the Dvijas in the bank of the Ganges. So that's a Namo Dvijebhyah, he says. Let me take shelter of the saintly personalities. And the saintly order is the one who guides the Kshatriya kings. So, although he was cursed by one type of saintly order, with another type of saintly order, yes, like you find Namo Dvijebhyah. So these three things, he says, by which one can become free from offenses. By following these three. So in this way, by avoiding offenses and by avoiding mental attachment, one makes one's heart have a favorable climate for doing Chetodarpana Mardhyanam. And by doing the Chetodarpana Mardhyanam, what happens? Bhavamaha Davagra Nirvapanam. When that Bhavamaha Davagra Nirvapanam happens, Anande Bolo Hari Bhaja Vrindavan, Harinam Prabhu Ki.